Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Michelle with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, the Bureau of Meteorology is predicting heavy rain in parts of Queensland's southeast for the remainder of the school holiday period. A flood watch was issued by the BOM yesterday afternoon for Charleville, Roma, St George and Goodiwindi. Heavy rain will fall over the Gold Coast and Brisbane will see smaller isolated showers. Experts say that the wet weather won't impact school holiday plans, with the Queensland Tourism Industry Council predicting this school holidays will pump $2.5 billion into the Queensland economy.
Following March 16th local government polls, four new members have joined the Ipswich City Council, including former Mayor Andrew Antonioli for Division 3, Jim Madden and David Cullen for Division 4, and Pi Augustine for Division 1. Antonioli stood down from mayoralty in 2018 due to fraudulent accusations, which he successfully appealed and overturned the convictions of in 2020. Teresa Harding, the current mayor for a second term, said Ipswich is among the fastest growing cities in the state with a population of 250,000, and that making sure to have all the infrastructure in order to have beneficial growth is essential. Harding has highlighted that the council is committed to working together to assure the delivery of great services to Ipswich.
In national news, according to the Australian Medical Association and the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, internet medical cannabis providers are poorly regulated and some are driven by an unchecked profit incentive. Medicinal cannabis telehealth providers typically employ their own in-house doctors, which RAC GP's Vice President Michael Clements views as a conflict of interest. Mr. Clements says doctors are incentivized to quickly sign off on medicinal cannabis prescriptions regardless of whether the patient actually needed it. Telehealth providers say their services allow better access to those who could not physically visit a clinic, such as elderly, disabled or rural Australians.
New research from the Australian National University indicates that Australia should be preparing for the possibility of mega droughts lasting more than 20 years. Climate scientist Georgie Falster said that while droughts occur naturally, climate change will be making them more severe. And these long-lasting droughts, while not frequent, can happen and be difficult to predict the onset of. This new research, Falster points out, should be used as an incentive to prepare environmental plans, including water management strategies, community support networks, and financial support for farmers.
In international news, an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.5 struck near Taiwan yesterday morning, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 900 others. Subsequent tsunami warnings in Japan and the Philippines have since been lifted after the risk of damaging waves has passed. Power was lost in several parts of Taiwan's capital, Taipei, and many buildings collapsed near the epicenter in Hualien.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.